Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of the Untucked Podcast. I'm your host, Nate Valentin, and today I'm actually going to be talking about and sharing with you my experience in the stock market, having literally just opened my first account last Monday, and how I approached one onboarding into this mostly intimidating and overwhelming domain, how I went about ramping up on the topics, and actually give you a couple updates on a few trades that I made. Stay tuned for that. Let's talk about trading. No, I'm not going to talk about GameStop, at least not right now, maybe later. But what I'm talking about specifically is just the stock market. A lot of my buddies, really over the past like 2 months, keep bringing it up in almost in passing to say, hey, did you hear what's going on with this stock? Did you hear what's going on with that stock? Or talking about how they're pushing more of their money into stocks or just investments overall and their investment portfolio, and asking me what I'm doing. And frankly, for the longest time, I have never really invested in anything outside of like standard 401k. Didn't really get into it. I didn't know anything about it. A considerable amount of ignorance in that realm, and it was honestly a little bit intimidating. So after, you know, hearing about this literally from two of my best friends right around the fall, around the holiday season, having two different conversations with them, and then also talking to my brother-in-law and then my younger brother about it, all like in the span of a month, I was like, okay, you gotta at least look into this. Right. I did. So literally last week, opened up a Robinhood account. Well, I had a Robinhood account for a long time with $100 in it, but I never had actually done anything with it. But actually, you know, opened it up, started to do some research, started to take a look at the basics, and made a few investments. And now I'm no pro by any means, but what I would like to discuss is how I'm approaching learning this new realm. So a lot of my career has been built around the ability to act as an analyst, right? And what you do as an analyst, a lot of times, specifically in software, is that you need to be able to assimilate information in a new niche or product area or market sector very quickly. So you almost need to become a subject matter expert in a domain very, very quickly, such that you can translate the needs or the requirements of that use case or problem in a way that can be communicated to developers. So probably over the past 10 years, I've spent a considerable amount of my professional career trying to learn how to learn, for lack of a better description. So when I approach something new, like investing, I kind of think of it the same way. So one thing that I would do immediately, and I did this with stocks too, is really just before I start reading articles or Googling what I should do as a new investor, top five things to do as a new investor, any of these advice articles or checklist, I'll go towards the vocabulary first. So before I start reading articles that mention things like calls and options and strike price and margin and all of these things, I want to understand what those words mean. Now that might sound very, very basic, but to me, if you can nail the vocabulary, then everything else will fall into place a little bit easier, because now when you hear somebody talking about a put or a call or options in general, you understand, right, from a theoretical standpoint, what they're talking about. So start there, right? Get the basics down when it comes to vocabulary. Now, sure, there are very, very specific terms and strategies that you might want to learn in the future, but at the beginning, find 80% of the vocabulary that is used and just focus on that. The 20% specialty, you're not ready for that anyways. So just stick to the basics, understand the words and the terms that are specific to this niche or this this new domain, and start there. So once you've got that taken care of and you start to feel a little bit more comfortable and you can explain the word. So not just say, oh yeah, I know what it means, but okay, well, how would you explain it to someone? Oh, well, a call is, actually it's like, if you think, yeah, you don't know what it means. Go back and read it again or look up a different source. So vocabulary, nail the vocabulary. After that, I try to look for very general themes, right? So one thing in investing is you have different types of analysis when it comes to how to pick your stocks. One basic idea is technical analysis, where you're actually looking technically, right, at the stock, what it's doing, what some of the metrics are, and that's how you're making your decision to invest or not to invest, right? You're using the data around the stock, and that is widely accepted. A lot of people do that. One other and very different way is pattern based trading, which basically means you're looking for patterns in how the stock is fluctuating, maybe even minute to minute or 10 minute section of trading to 10 minute section of trading, and you are placing your bets based off of that. Now, these are mostly for, we're talking about day trading, but those are two very different approaches when it comes to investing or trading daily. So to me, I'll read a little bit about technical analysis, and then I'll read a little bit about pattern analysis. Which one resonates with me more, or which one do I feel aligns a little bit better with either how I naturally think, or which one do I agree with more? And then that's the one that I'm going to stick with, probably at least initially. What I'm not going to try to do is become an expert across everything initially. If my goal is just to get started, then I really only want to have one or two plays in the playbook and understand what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, before I try to get to play 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 15, 20. So to me, once you get the vocabulary done, then go back through, find the common either theories or approaches or kind of pillars of that discipline, explore those very superficially, and then based off that initial exploration, pick one, preferably just one to two that resonate with you, and dive deeper into that. And then to me, that is really how you get used to one, putting your knowledge into practice, and then also furthering your understanding, right? Because a lot of this stuff, you actually, I'm a big believer in doing it to learn it. So once I think I have an understanding of, let's say, pattern trading, then maybe I'll open up a paper account, which is basically an account in one of these trading platforms where you're trading with fake money and not real money, and just see how do my trades do day over day. That to me is a very realistic way to go from not knowing anything to at least being somewhat coherent, being able to, one, carry on a conversation with people about it, but then also actually put some of that into practice. So one example of pattern trading is obviously GameStop is all over the news right now. GameStop was actually down pretty far today, but I was paying attention to some of the patterns. I saw that it had dipped pretty hard. I picked up, I think it was 6 or 7 shares, because it was like $230 each share. 6 or 7 shares at one of the dips, and held it until soon to be peak, which was probably just maybe 20 or 30 minutes after it dipped. And then as soon as it got up to that peak, I sold it. So now that is not a super sophisticated approach right there, but I want to say I bought in at 235 and I sold it at 265. So that's $30 profit over 6 or 7 shares. So that's, you know, almost $200, and it took me 15 minutes, 30 minutes. But the bigger thing here is that I had done my research on pattern recognition. I thought that I recognized the pattern. I made a play on that pattern, and then I followed the guidelines, right? I didn't think that I was smarter than the rules, so to speak, of this approach. Stayed within those boundaries and was able to make a little bit of money. That's pretty cool, right? And it makes me feel like, at least directionally, right, heading in the right direction, and that I will just continue to, one, learn more and more and more, but also learn by doing, and doing so in a very intentional, specific, and strategic way. And if I get to a point where maybe I recognize that, hey, you know what, this pattern trading isn't really for me, it's not really working, maybe I'll switch to something else. But for right now, if pattern trading is working, I'm not going to go and try to explore technical analysis, because I just don't have the time or the mental bandwidth to try to learn two very different and very complex strategies and implement both of them. It's just not going to happen. So that was my little riff on trading and where we're at, how I'm approaching just really understanding that and ramping up with that. I do still have a few option plays that I put together late last week that I'm going to close out of, hopefully here in a good position over the next couple of weeks, and really just focus on pattern trading. Because what I was doing initially, I'd got into some options. I didn't really love that. So I'm going to move away from that. The pattern trading is really resonating with me. I'm probably gonna stick with that and try to slowly but surely grow that, and then see where we end up. So it's a pretty cool little hobby. It's definitely been interesting to onboard on something that is so highly complex and actually be able to put some of that into action, and making money is cool too. So those are my thoughts on ramping up when it comes to trading. And that wraps up another episode of the Untucked Podcast. If you like this episode, consider subscribing, leaving a review, leaving a comment, all those things help more people find us. And until next time, keep caring a lot more about a lot less. See ya.